Hello, everyone. Mike and I will continue with the news. A drug driver claims he self-medicated to ease toothache. City pub bosses hint at expansion plans. And police announce high-vis patrols in crime hotspots.
A driver who failed a roadside drugs test claimed he had been rubbing cocaine on his gums to self-medicate for toothache. David Turner, 68, told officers he had used the drug to ease the extraordinary pain after having had 12 teeth removed. He appeared at Norwich Crown Court after he admitted possession of cocaine as well as drug driving. The court heard how Turner, who had previous convictions for Class A drug offences, was stopped in his car by police on December the 30th and asked to do a roadside test. After failing, he told police he had taken cocaine on Christmas Eve. Turner, of St Benedict Street, also admitted two breaches of a 24-month suspended prison sentence imposed in January 2023 after he admitted being concerned in the supply of cocaine as well as possession of the Class A drug. Recorder Alastair Smith acknowledged Turner's use of cocaine was, in part, medicinal after he found himself in significant pain. But he insisted Turner had a worrying relationship with the cocaine, both as a user and a seller. Turner was made the subject of a 12-month community order, ordered to carry out 20 days rehabilitation activity requirement, known as RAR, and was banned from driving for 12 months. Turner was also fined £200 for each breach of the suspended sentence and ordered to pay £150 costs.
Store Award finalist. Jarrold's has been shortlisted for Best Independent Department Store in the UK. Its flagship Norwich store is up for the award in the Drapers Independent Awards 2024, which are being held in London later this month. The awards celebrate independent fashion retailers across the UK and Ireland, with Jarrold's being shortlisted alongside three other department stores. Stephanie Crow, Jarrold's head of brand marketing, said, "Being shortlisted in the Drapers Independent Awards is confirmation that Jarrold's fashion department is at the top of its game. We are extremely proud of our fashion offerings across men's and women's clothing and accessories. But more than the lines we stock, it is the shopping experience that makes a difference at Jarrold's. Obviously, we hope to win the award, but to be recognised as one of the best independent fashion stores in the UK by some of the most respected people in our industry is a wonderful achievement in itself. The winners of the awards will be announced at a ceremony on September 19th at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London."
The new owners of a pub on the outskirts of Norwich have hinted at further expansion after an incredible first few months behind the bar. The Cellar House in Eton underwent a major renovation under the ownership of Simon and Jenny Turner. The couple is behind The Boars in Spooner Row and The King's Head in New Buckingham and moved into the Eton pub in April. Simon said it has been an absolutely incredible start. This is exactly the type of pub we wanted to add to our group. The second we opened the doors, we have been overwhelmed by the response. We are happy and proud of how the pub now looks and feels and have a great team. The Turners spearheaded the revamp of the pub, which has undergone a complete transformation over the last few months. We have completely refurbished the kitchen, Eaton room and the dining room, said Simon. The pub has an incredible outside space that we have renovated and we have just launched a new menu for the autumn. Our menu is very seasonal and changes every 3 months or so. The Turners have also extended the pub's opening hours, allowing for a breakfast service that launched last month. Simon said, "We really want to be a place for people all day, every day, and now we are ready for people to pop in whenever they want to." However, the renovations don't stop there, with further plans to revamp the boardroom upstairs in the new year. While the couple have enjoyed a great start in Eton, Simon acknowledged that it is a tough climate for pub bosses today. He said, "Every day pubs are closing. We don't like to see this happening, especially after some have run for hundreds of years. There's so much doom and gloom, and yes, profit margins are worryingly small, but we like to hope and think that this is a counterbalance. We want to keep pubs open and spread joy in different areas."
One of Norwich's oldest pubs is running for a prestigious national award. The Murderers in Timber Hill has made the shortlist for the Best Sports Bar 2024 award, which is being run by the Morning Advertiser. It is the second time the City Boozer has been in the running for the prize after winning it in 2015. The Morning Advertiser praised the pub's impressive beer range and keg lines and said sports fans will also delight in more than a dozen screens. Owner Phil Cutter said, "Being a sports pub is more than just turning the telly on. We have been really lucky over the last 10 to 12 years," he said. "We have done reasonably well in lots of different ways, but it's always nice to win. It's not just about turning on telly and putting on football. It's about making it an experience." The nomination comes as the pub is undergoing a refurb with scaffolding currently on the building.
Officers carried out high-visibility patrols in Norwich to tackle street drinking and antisocial behaviour. Police said they carried out patrols in the area of Prince of Wales Road near Norwich city centre. The road has been considered a crime hotspot by the force following a series of recent incidents, including a stabbing in July. The patrols taking place are part of the 1 million Op Focus initiative, which was launched in May. The initiative focuses on reducing crime in specific hotspots, such as areas in Norwich and Great Yarmouth. Police say these areas in Norwich include Prince of Wales Road, Tombland, Gas Hill, the train station, Rosary Road, Anglia Square, Exchange Street, the Market, Norwich bus stations, and Greyfriars Road. Chief Inspector Ed Brown, based at Bethel Street Police Station and leading the Op Focus project, said, "Exceptional policing is about protecting the vulnerable and keeping people safe, as well as trying to prevent and disrupt criminality. We routinely target antisocial behaviour because we know how much this impacts on the quality of life for residents and businesses. Communities feel reassured by seeing officers out and about on patrol. We try to be as visible as possible. It sends a message that the behaviour isn't acceptable and won't be tolerated."